Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes. The spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays.
Now joining us in studio is a two-time Super Bowl champion. He did play for the Saints, Bucks, Giants, and the Patriots. Won a world championship with both the Saints and the Pats. And that is Jonathan Casillas, kind enough to join us in studio right now on Eye on Football. Jonathan, how you been, my man?
I'm good, man. How's it going, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. So Jonathan, congratulations, by the way, is now a part of the Giants Radio Network. And he's been working since the early part of this morning as the Giants had a little game in London. And when that game was at 17-3, even at half when it was 20-10, I go, all right, I thought it was over. I thought it was done. The Giants were going to come back and win, especially with how many guys they were down today. Just what an unbelievable effort by the Giants.
Tremendous. You know, when you look and you see what are the Giants made of, I think you're going to look back at this game and be like, you remember that Packer game when they went to London and they basically dominated them in the second half? And they gave them the 2 points at the end of the game.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, they outscored them 17-0. And they basically took over the game at the end of the game against, I think, a pretty good Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay Packer team.
What is it about that Giants defense and also that coaching staff? I know Dable's an offensive guy, but he just has so much control over that locker room where the Giants haven't won a lot of games the last few years, and they already have 4 through the first 5 weeks of the season.
They bought in. It looked like the whole roster, the coaches, the staff. Like, I was in the building the other day. Everybody looks happy. Everybody's happier. Everybody looks younger than they did last year. That's what happened when you win games. When you win games, everything is good. And that's what they're doing. Daboll came in, and I think they have a conduit in Saquon Barkley. Not only playing, but when you come in as a coach and a new staff, you want to establish culture. First off, you need your best players to buy in. And then you need your best players to play well. Who's playing better than Saquon Barkley? And then you hear him. When he speaks, he sounds like a 10 to 12-year veteran. The kid's amazing. He's amazing on the field. He's amazing off the field. And I think the guys are bought in to not only Daboll's message, but to Saquon's energy and passion and what he brings to the table.
The Giants being 4-1 through the first 5 weeks of the season, it's a great story. Brian Daboll's looking like the coach of the year. How great can this team be this year? Because the first few weeks people go, all right, you expect eventually the other shoe to drop. But right now they're rolling.
Yeah, they are. You know, the sky is the limit for them. This was a huge win because I watched the preview for this game. No one picked the Giants to win. And even me this morning, I went and picked them the other day, and today I picked Green Bay. I was like back and forth to see, because Green Bay is a solid team. And honestly, the Giants, through history, we don't really know what they're going to be. You know, but now with Daboll at the helm and Shane bringing in his guys, and look, there's moving pieces going in and out. We got guys dropping like flies for the Giants, but they got the next man up mentality. You got a whole bunch of people that I didn't even know the names of that play very well today.
They're moving in the right direction. That's the bottom line. And the culture has changed. Over the last few years, it's cycling new head coaches. It was very sloppy. A once proud organization really lost their way. To see how quickly they've turned this culture around, it's really one of the more impressive things you've seen to the first 5 weeks of the season.
100%. It's needed for – Jersey needed it. New York, the whole tri-state area, Giants fans, we needed this. We needed this because the Jets and the Giants haven't been that good for a long time. And we needed somebody from look, I'm a fan now. I played it years ago. I'm a huge fan of football. In New Jersey, New York, we needed some type of something coming. Like, we've been poor, like piss poor. And now it's like, man, everybody's happy now. Like, I'm walking around, even here, everybody's happy, smiling at each other. When I walk into the facility, everybody's happy and smiling. That's what you want, man. Winning cures everything. And hopefully this momentum that we have come back from London will help us against the Ravens, because they're a tough task. No matter what happens tonight, you got Lamar Jackson, who's one of the best players in the NFL.
Jonathan Casillas here with us. The Packers have been a team that we know they don't have Devontae Adams anymore. They went into this game 3-1. They were lucky to win that game last week up against the Pats, which is crazy because the Pats were playing with Bailey Zappi at quarterback, and that game was at Lambeau Field. And they just don't look right this year. Like, sure, their record says 3-2 now. They were 3-1. But this is just a group that an NFC, it's not a strong conference this year. So can they get it to work? Yes. But they just look lost right now. And you saw that in the second half today.
I think not having Davante Adams there, I think that was clear and evident their first game when they got the break speed off them by the Vikings. And then I figure, you know, you got one of the better players at that position, quarterback being Aaron Rodgers, figuring it out, right? Who are the guys that I have? Okay, I'm going to go to my old reliable Randall Cobb. He's like 58 years old, right? I love him. He's a little younger than me. And he came, I played against him plenty of times. I love the guy. I've got to give him some crap. But, you know, the oldest guy in the receiving room, I'm going to go to him. I'm going to see what these young guys have, you know, Dobbs and Lazard. And can they do something for me? Yeah, they can, but they're not Davante Adams. And they will never be Davante Adams. Davante Adams is one of the best players in the league, if not the best player at that position. When you lose a guy like that, everything changes. And that's what you're seeing from the Green Bay Packers, because they're not so much different roster-wise besides Davante Adams.
Sean Payton, your former head football coach, is a big topic of conversation. Jonathan Casillas, is he coaching next year? Is it only a one-year hiatus?
Let me tell you something about Sean. He will take advantage of every opportunity that he can. Look, he's a guy who understands. He plays life like chess. You know, he plays life like how you play chess. He's moving, you know, now for moves that he's going to make 2-3 years from now, you know. So I think so, yes. You know, he lives in Dallas, and everybody keep talking about that Dallas job, but I don't think that's a
Cowboys
job.
Cowboys are winning right now,
I don't think that's a job that's going to be available for him, especially with Cooper Rush.
If he wants the job, though, and McCarthy loses again in the playoffs, Jerry Jones will say, Mike, I know we had a slumber party and I served you milk and cookies and all that. Goodbye, Sean, you can take the job.
Let me tell you the scenario where Peyton will get the job, right? Dak comes back, right? Dak gets inserted immediately into the starting lineup. Now, remember, Jerry Jones is pumping this whole quarterback controversy stuff.
1 week it is, 1 week it is.
And the reason why he was saying that, because, look, we want this guy to win games for us. So when Dak comes back, we got to actually think about it. And as of right now, they're in that position. Because if this guy keep winning and Dak comes in and he loses, Dak is now 0-2 for the season. And if they rock with Dak and they don't do as well, and you sitting Cooper Rush on the bench and he's undefeated as a starter,
McCarthy will get all the blame.
McCarthy's going to get all of the blame.
What about Denver? Because Nathaniel Hackett looks lost to me. Russell Wilson's playing hurt, but he's also not playing well, and he hasn't played well in a year and a half. If I'm Sean, I know everyone has hyped up the Cowboys. I'd be wanting to go to Denver, and we'll see what happens with the Chargers, too. I think the Chargers will end up making the playoffs.
Yeah, Denver is interesting, right? They start off the season with the whole not, you know, giving it to Russ, not letting Russ kick cook, and then they kick the 137-yard
field goal. But the college buddy of mine, Brandon McManus.
Brandon's a good guy. Yeah. And then this past week, like, I don't know, like, you give it to your quarterback, and then you don't kick the field goal, which – kick the field goal, get points. Like, you guys have been struggling. Like, get points. And it's like, I don't know what they're doing over there. Look, Russell's a Wisconsin guy. I'm a Wisconsin guy. Yeah. I wish he can turn it around, because people give him so much crap and all the time. But, bro, he's a pro's pro, man. Like, the guy comes in and works. Like, he always have the most upbeat attitude. And then people still hate him. Why y'all be hating on Russell Wilson, man?
Oh, I'll give you the answer. And I used to really like Russ. He seems like he's trying too hard.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The Subway commercial wasn't a good look. This Mr. Unlimited stuff was not a good look. And when you get your ass kicked in the first game of the season and you wear this flashy suit before the game, you can't wear it to the post-game press conference. And the Broncos country, let's ride when you lose. You may not want to say that. That's just me.
He has to read the room a little bit better. I got to be honest with that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Jonathan Casillas, great to have you. Thanks so much.
And thanks for having me, bro.
Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes, the spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.